Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two bros, no garden hose.
Aka the Jason and Randy Pods. Guys, we are back. We are doing our thing. People are working in the background. This office is buzzing and humming, and we are happy to be back here delivering this content to you.
Because the world is coming back a little bit.
A little bit.
We walked over here. We heard the sounds of children playing in schoolyards.
They weren't supposed to be there, but it was nice to hear the sounds of those kids
yes.
in the schoolyards.
Correct.
Let's jump into the story because we have one right away. And I'm just excited because we have a lot of good stories in the coming days for you, and let's just do it.
So
right
now. I've always said this, that hubris is kind of a funny thing, because sometimes, even though it's a horrible thing,
right.
it can also keep you safe, right?
Right, exactly.
When you're oblivious to danger, you have like dumb courage.
Yeah,
you'll even walk disasters. You're like, it can happen. I can get through it because of my dumb hubris.
You're not paralyzed, but when you have hubris, you're not paralyzed by your fears.
No, you can like just by being dumb, walk past something that's disastrous and evade the disaster. It could happen sometimes, but usually it doesn't.
It doesn't, and when it doesn't, it's hard to garner sympathy.
Right,
really.
Right. When you pretend that something isn't dangerous, and then it gets you, and other people too, it's hard for anyone to feel sorry for you. Enter Ted Nugent.
Yep.
The Nuge. The man who, am I wrong to say he threatened a sitting president with a crossbow?
Yeah, he said, I'm going to kill President Obama with a crossbow. Or put him in crosshairs.
He insinuated that. And then Kathy Griffin was the one that kind of got canceled for what she did.
I love it. Kathy Griffin, who owns no crossbows.
Right. He was holding like the head of Donald Trump in an art exhibit kind of a way.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that even possible? All right.
But Ted Nugent, who has enough crossbows to kill a lot of presidents.
Like, he can legitimately get it done.
Right.
And he's still allowed to talk in places.
Let's get into COVID Nugent, or as we like to call it, cat scratch fever.
Okay. Let me start by honestly saying, I have to say this out of the gates. I do not wish COVID on anyone.
We have friends who had it. It's a terrible thing. And
let me amend that. I do not wish COVID on anyone who isn't Ted Nugent.
That's right, because he falls out of the purview of anyone.
When you spout off about how the whole thing is a hoax, when you encourage your dumb fans to ignore the rules, and then they can get other people to like infect other people.
That's right.
And the society that they live in, then you deserve it.
You deserve to get it.
You deserve to get it.
It's sweet irony.
And you deserve everything that happens to you from getting it.
I hope he's a long hauler.
I don't know.
He kind of is a long hauler. It's like the road, man.
Yeah. This comes back to an issue of respect.
Really? That's
what it is. You don't respect anything, Ted Nugent, except for your own dumb self and your crappy music. And your music is shit. It's terrible.
At one point, it was decent.
And look, that's what happens. Like, you know, if you don't respect anything but your dumb self,
you make yourself vulnerable.
You make yourself vulnerable. You do. You create a giant blind spot.
And right now, we don't feel bad about the schadenfreude we feel. It actually feels good.
It does. It does. You can. I'm saying for you people at home, it is okay to think that it is funny that Ted Nugent
Ted
got
Nugent,
COVID.
Who believed this was a hoax, got COVID, to me, is God's hilarious joke.
That's right.
This is when you're like, does God have a sense of humor? Yeah, she does.
Yeah, here she it got is. It. She got it right. Rockstar Ted Nugent, who once dismissed COVID-19, told fans Monday, this is a few Mondays ago, that he has tested positive for it and can hardly crawl out of bed because of aches and pains.
Oh, that's too bad.
Wait, if it's not a real thing, though, how in the world could he possibly test positive?
What are you
for?
Testing positive for? COVID is a hoax.
I bet he's just faking it to get sympathy.
Yeah, he can crawl. He could barely crawl out of bed.
He can hardly crawl out of bed, which is how I imagine he gets out of bed every day.
Yeah, like the dumb insect that he is.
Just crawling out of bed.
Mm-hmm, crawling out from under the bed.
So it's business as usual for Teddy Corona over there. Mm-hmm. In a video to Facebook, Nugent, 72, which is way too old for this guy to still be alive.
Exactly.
He said he had flu symptoms for the last 10 days, and I thought I was dying. I guarantee you, over and over again, he told people, oh, I have the flu. I just had the flu.
Yeah,
that's
he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, there is I'm no fine. Such thing.
I just
I'm
have
fine.
The flu. That's mm-hmm. all. Unless flus are hoaxes, too.
Yeah, maybe I think flus are hoaxes, too.
Maybe the flu
any
is a hoax.
Any sickness is a hoax, guys.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. By the way, don't get us excited with talk of you dying, Ted.
Yeah, exactly. Don't tease us. Don't tantalize us with that.
I was tested positive today, Nugent told fans in a
you
video.
You was tested positive?
Was tested positive. Why don't you learn how to speak English? This is America, you dipshit.
Exactly. Learn how to speak English if you're in our
you
country.
You was tested positive today? For the reason why he said it like that was he's doing everything he can to distance himself.
Right, he's
from
saying
the,
I was tested positive, meaning this just happened to me.
This like, happened in the universe.
I didn't want to get
just
tested.
Happened to walk into
someone
it.
Someone tested me.
I didn't choose to get tested. And yeah. I say to this: if you don't learn to speak our language in this country, then you can go back to where you came from, Ted Nugent,
a dumpster.
I got a stuffed up head, body aches, and oh my God, what a pain in the ass. I literally can crawl out of bed.
Hardly crawl out of bed.
I can hardly crawl out of bed the last few days, but I did. I crawled.
Good for you for crawling out.
By the way, no one asked you to crawl out of bed.
That's
why,
right.
Why are you getting out of bed if you're really sick with COVID?
By the way,
why?
Normally when people are in bed.
When they're sick, you're allowed to stay in bed.
That's right.
You don't get it.
By the way, nobody is like, hey, can Ted Nugent crawl out of bed so we can go back on tour again?
No.
I can't wait to hear.
He probably has this feeling inside of his body because he's Ted Nugent and he's an awful human being that he's saying to himself, it's been days since I've gone out and murdered an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who I am and I don't know how to identify
myself.
By the
way, I like meat.
I don't do it.
I like meat is all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah. And so I need to take another life. And so.
Well, here's another. Here, you could take your own.
Here's another theory, and this is my theory, okay? Maybe we've got coronavirus because assholes like you killed so many animals and they decide to fight back.
Yeah, that could
be it. Humankind is paying the cosmic debts of you.
That's
right.
Piece
of shit.
Mm-hmm.
The animals thought the best way to wipe out their greatest natural predator, which is you,
right-wing
racist, washed up rock and roll assholes, just put a pandemic on everyone.
That's
see how
right.
that goes.
See how that works.
So now we're paying for your behavior, Ted Nugent.
I love that.
Your multiple crossbows to like any animal that's in your crosshairs. Nugent appeared to say that he will follow orders and remain in isolation. I'm homebound, i.e. quarantine.
Why wouldn't you just say quarantine?
Because it's a hoax.
Oh, because it's a hoax.
Way.
Oh, yeah. Is his home a hoax?
So here's my question to you. Well, you know what? I'm going to save this, and we're going to come back. We'll talk about this on the other side. What I recommend that Ted Nugent do.
Oh, right? I can't wait to
hear
this.
Let's take a break. We come back. We'll talk about
Ted Nugent. The Nuge. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about a great sponsor for our podcast. I'm talking about Lucy Nicotine. It is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. That's very important. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. I have a friend who helped basically transition from not smoking again by using this type of a thing. And Lucy is so great.
And I know that he is so happy that he used the gum to get off of smoking, and he wasn't smoking around his family. He wasn't doing it at work, and it just made him so much happier. It's 2021, guys. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug the vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. We cannot endorse this enough. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So it's simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Sklarbro to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, L-U-C-Y.co. Use the promo code Sklarbro, S-K-L-A-R-B-R-O, at checkout. Disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code Sklarbro.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We've got a live Dumb People Town happening on May 22nd with the Doughboys podcast. It's Dough People Town, and Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek's going to be doing music. It's going to be amazing. Nowhere Comedy Club. You can get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com or danielvankirk.com.
Let's fill it up, guys.
Come on, gang. Let's get these tickets, and this show's going to be amazing. I don't know how many more of these or how we're going to do them in the future, but let's get on this. It is fun to be able to do these shows for you guys, so please, let's do it.
All right, so when we left, Ted Nugent got COVID, and we're happy about it.
God, it was
so
nice.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I'm still on a high over that.
So here's my thing, Ted Nugent. You got COVID. It's a hoax, right? It's not a real thing. I say experiment. Try and give it to a bunch of people in your sphere.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
To prove that it's a ploy.
Prove that it's a ploy by our government to try to keep us under control.
Take away your freedoms, man.
So he did an 8-minute and 50-second video. Is there a reason why it's that long?
I mean, it was probably the same.
You want to make it the same amount of time
that Derek Chauvin's knee was on
someone's neck.
Yeah, that's right.
And not by someone, I mean George Floyd.
That's right.
Nugent used racist language to describe the virus, shocking, which killed more than 570,000 people in the United States.
But it's a hoax. Those people were hoaxes.
Are we sure that it was Ted Nugent? I mean, racist language.
I know.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like him at all.
I know.
Just 4 months ago, by the way, Nugent doubted that the coronavirus even existed, calling it a scamming pandemic. Which, by the way, why wouldn't you just call it a scamdemic?
You dummy. Like, we're figuring this out for you.
So he vowed that he would never take the vaccine. I don't know. Because you know what? The reason why I didn't call it a scamdemic, look at the writing in his songs. writing in his songs is so bad, and we need to expose this for what it is. Uh-huh. In his most popular songs, the writing is bad, all right? Here's the first verse from Cat Scratch Fever.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, I don't know where they come from, but they sure do come. I hope they coming for me, and I don't know how they do it, but they sure do it good. I hope they doing it for free.
Okay. That's just no wonder he didn't say scandemic. There you go.
That's the apex of your writing.
That's
Ted
his
Nugent.
Best song. That's the song that everybody knows.
Obviously, you're going to think that an actual pandemic is a hoax. Mm-hmm. You don't seem to understand basic concepts like how to write.
Well, it did come for him and it did do it for free.
Right.
So I guess the pandemic, that fever got him.
Yeah. And good, by the way, good rhymes with nothing. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. And he rhymed come with come. He's bad with words. The guy's just terrible. Not good at what he's doing.
I mean, what in the world could you rhyme come with?
It's not a real pandemic, and that's not a real vaccine. I'm sorry. I ain't taking no vaccine. So double negative. So you are taking the vaccine.
I ain't taking no vaccine means you're taking it.
Please, by the way, don't take it. Don't ever take it.
Yes,
I'm begging you.
Please.
Hold on to that. He said, you come at me with a needle and I'll be in fear of my life.
Really? Why don't you come back at them with a crossbow?
You know what I'll do to you if you come at me with a needle? Hi, I'm from the government. This needle's good for you. Fuck you, is what he said.
I don't understand what that means. Just like I don't understand the first verse of Cat Scratch Fever.
Also, no one from the government administers a vaccine.
Yeah,
it's doctors,
uh-huh,
and it's pharmacists, mm-hmm, and it's pharmacies, and it's nurses.
Maybe
and
the National Guard, but it's really volunteers.
It's volunteers who don't really work for the government.
Do you really think that Adam Schiff is coming with a vaccine to come and get you?
This is it, man. Here's the deal. Pandemics are scary, and you have to admit that you're powerless over something.
That's
and
right.
That it
and,
could.
And you're weak. You're a weak you, human
we
being.
We are weak against the pandemic
right.
in some ways. We are
it's
exposed.
Okay to be weak, by
right,
the way.
Right, but in Nugent's world, it's not okay to be weak. He
so
can't
you
say
spread
that.
Lies to your fans because you're afraid of your own powerlessness.
So he obviously trended on Twitter because he said that COVID was a cover-up.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I guess I would ask you, because I'm addicted, this is what he said, I'm addicted to truth, logic, and common sense, mm-hmm, and my common sense meter would demand the answer to why we were
were shut down for COVID. Why weren't we shut down for COVID 1 through 18? COVID 1, and there was a COVID 2, COVID 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He counted
them
all.
Did he put this in his tweet? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. COVID, I'm surprised he didn't write the numbers out.
He said COVID 1 through 18 didn't shut anything down, but whoa, COVID 19.
Yeah. Again,
this idiot thinks that every time there's a pandemic related, it goes up one number. That's what he thinks. Not that because COVID 19 was discovered in 2019, that's why it's COVID 19. You're a dipshit. Like third graders know that. And then you put that out on Twitter. Yeah. You're so dumb.
It's remarkable.
You're so dumb. It's not a conspiracy, okay? This is not hard information to find. No, nope. One's hiding the fact that when they discovered it in 2019,
they called it COVID-19.
Yeah. How do you not get that? And yet, this is the beef, man. This is it. This is the beef with Trump and Q. Everyone who follows that nonsense.
They take facts and they just...
The most solid fact. That is, there is no other way to describe it. The reason why...
There was no COVID 1 through 18.
There is no COVID 1 through 18.
But for him, he's now going to make that the centerpiece of his argument for why do we... That's
right.
Unbelievable.
Well, the only reason he's doing it is because it bolsters... Because there is no proof and backup to what he's saying.
Right.
So now you need a crazy 100% lie in the face of the most provable fact.
That's it.
To then be the basis for your argument.
I say don't get a vaccine. Don't get treated. Go hang out with your friends. Breathe on them. Do all that stuff.
So this is why Trump ultimately lost in a landslide. And hopefully Ted Nugent will die soon. Okay.
In a landslide. It's which a I'd hoax. Be cool with that too.
Oh, yes. And I would play the song Landslide.
Me too.
I would play that.
A soft Fleetwood Mac song, or even the
took
Smashing Pumpkins.
And you took him down.
That's right. Even the Smashing Pumpkins version.
He climbed a mountain and then he turned around and then boom, COVID on his head. God damn.
Not COVID 1, not COVID 2, not COVID 3. This is like a LeBron speech.
By the way, he shouldn't be allowed to get the treatment. He shouldn't be allowed to get treatment.
No, that's what I said.
He shouldn't be allowed to get
not for a hoax
vaccine.
Virus. Not for a hoax
you
virus.
You call it a hoax.
Yeah.
So you don't get it.
If you do, you're a hypocrite. And is that what you want to be?
No,
a hypocrite?
No, worse than a hypocrite, you're a liberal.
That's right.
Ted Nugent is a liberal.
Because he got the vaccine.
Because he just admitted that COVID-19 is a real thing.
Come on.
Wow, you flip-flopping liberal.
That's damn.
Ted,
Nuge. That's the worst thing you can call the Nuge. And that's how we're going to end this episode.
There
guys.
You go.
There you go. That is it. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes.
We can do this, you guys. Get vaccinated. Get your kids vaccinated as soon as this gets out there. And we can always move past it. And then the Ted Nugents of this world don't have to. They can just share it all with
Landslide,
each other.
Landslide, baby.
Landslide, baby. We're out. La-dee-da, la-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-da-da-da. In my car. Scott and Tyler, a podcast network.